Who run the world? Girls. This is the perfect board.
Welcome to the perfect pour, episode 449.
The perfect pur?
Perfect pur. I can't even say it right.
The perfect pur.
Cheers to all the ladies episode. This week and this month. As we appreciate them all. I mean, we're nothing without them. Did I hear a crack open?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love gold!
Cheersing the microphone.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Matt will hopefully be just quietly joining the show here at any moment.
Yeah. Mikey, this beer was supposed to be for you, I'm sure.
Uh-oh. What did you get?
I was hoping this was going to be like a Dole Whip-esque kind of beer.
Uh-huh.
This is Oh Cripes Fruited Sour.
Nope, that was not for me. That was probably I probably rolled that on.
You saw that and went
nope.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
You're missing out. It's not very bitter though. It's more soft, pillowy.
Oh, okay.
I'll take very it. Much Dole Whip, but not.
Oh, I might have missed out on that then. I'll take a soft sour.
Soft sours. The new style for 22.
Mm-hmm. I'll take soft sour, but.
The soft sour.
The overly fruity or overly sour beers, I'm just like, I don't get it, man. I'm
cool
glad,
label.
I'm glad some people do.
I haven't had an Angry Chair beer in a while.
Oh, Angry Chair.
They are known for their stouts. They're
sitting on the Angry Chair.
Angry walls that seem to stare.
Mm-hmm. Stomach hurts. I don't care. What do I see across
the
way?
What do I see across the way?
Hey.
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 We're just going to be hanging out with you, drinking beers, and talking about the beers we drank last week and beers we're looking out for drinking. And the listeners of the show do like to chime in, and we open the floor for them to do that. So yeah. That's what you expect.
No filibustering.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can't just drag on about non-show, non-beer-related things. I mean, yeah, if you want to go on a tangent, a very show-inspired tangent, we'll allow that once in a while.
Of course.
Yeah, don't just filibuster and just throw a bunch of junk in. It doesn't make any sense. Just the hijack show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking our friends, the only brewery that sends us something with any regularity.
Still remembers who we are.
Yeah, still remembers who we are. Dust Bowl. They actually sent a lime lager. Their taco truck lager, the lime one. They sent like a nice box and like a little koozie and the lime lager and little thing with it and all that. But I bought this. This is not that. This is different. I bought this on my own. This is a Supine Mega IPA. And I was just like, oh, yes. I just sort of wasn't looking at it too close. And I was like, oh, it's probably a double. I think this is like a quad. I don't know if this qualifies as a quad, but 14.4 is a 14.4. And before I even knew it was I had a couple of sips. I was like, whoa, geez, this thing's malty, I guess, or something. No, then it wasn't until later I realized it was 14.4. It's a big boy. I don't think it's giving me all the 14.4 as far as it's not that hard to drink, but you definitely, I definitely know this is a bigger beer than I'm used to. It's got a, tiger on the label rolling around. It kind of looks like it's rolling around on the grass. Kind of. So I'm assuming supine is maybe another word for tiger. But I don't know. Turloxone.
Don't want to Google it.
Dust Bowl Brewery. Nope. Don't have the access. I'm busy doing a podcast here. You have that.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm a little.
Busy. Where'd you buy this? Because I would like to buy this.
This was at the market.
Oh, Supine Mega IPA.
I just felt like you're looking up things. So.
I don't know what you're talking about. Lying face upward. Failing to act or protest as a result of moral weakness or indolence.
That's supine?
Supine.
S-U-P-I-N-E.
Yes.
Supine.
Like supine.
Supine? Supine?
Supine? Yes. Lying face upward. Flat on one's back.
Oh. Well, similar. See, the tiger is flat on its back.
So this knocked the tiger out.
Oh, there we go. Maybe this is what we're pulling together. This is what we do in the show now. We just break down labels. That doesn't sound like that bad of a show, really. I'll listen to that show.
Let's do it.
We'll just break down labels.
Picking apart next.
Pick apart labels. Well, what's your label doing?
All right, so I got 18 variations of pineapples, all Fabergé egg style pineapples.
Huh. Oh, okay. Are they own? They're all their own individual artwork as far as the pineapples, or they're just colored differently? Like the pineapple is the same.
I think there's five different total pineapples that repeat every so often.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they repeat diagonally. Okay. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so 5 different pineapples that repeat 3 different times. What else have we got going on here? Oh, cripes. Oh, creepies. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get the oak cripes.
Yeah, look at your labels, people. You know, just check them out, man.
Check
them. You know, the brewers put a lot of work in those labels. Somebody did.
Means something. It means something to somebody.
I mean, it's talked about once in a while, but it's probably under talked about how much labels are a factor for us beer geeks. Like, I wonder, I guess only beer geeks are buying these kind of beers, so it's not like normal guys gonna be like, oh, normal beer guys not even paying attention to those. So it's only
so what you're saying geek. Is Untappd needs a label buy check-in so you can remember.
Yeah,
you could then track how many beers you've bought because of the label and then like them or not like them.
Yeah,
how many times has the label fooled you into buying a beer?
Yeah. Label fooled badge. I try to put in my comments like label buy or something.
Oh, okay.
A little heads up.
But how do you go back and search that text? That's what.
Nah, yeah, you can't. I mean, I'd have to search for that beer while I'm sitting there in the grocery store bottle shop being like, I feel like I can pretty much remember. Once in a while, there will be a beer that I'll get confused on. I'm like, did I like this? You know, that would be a factor in looking it up on Untappd. As far as like, should I get this or not? Look it up. What was my previous review?
Yes.
But, you know. Doesn't happen all the time.
Getting up a bunch of pins that don't work.
What do you have, Nick?
Well, luckily, the world is opening up again. Therefore, beer things are starting to happen. Fresno news.
Local
news. If you were watching ABC 30 at 6:45 a.m. on Monday or Tuesday? Whatever day was International Women's Day.
Tuesday.
Tioga Sequoia was featured on the morning news as they had a all-female employee brewed beer that is going to be coming out. Nice. Either is or out or soon coming out.
Yeah, I think it did come out on Tuesday. I mean, too bad we don't have any representatives from Tioga Sequoia here to confirm or deny these.
Broadway Bloom Raspberry Hibiscus Sour. Yeah, I think
they released it. Now, did they
released
it
here at the beer garden today? So it was released. It's brewery only.
6:30 in the morning. Were they there? Were they doing a shoot there?
I think maybe it was shot maybe the day before and then ran early in the morning.
Because sometimes there'll be like a group that one of the morning shows want to feature, and then that group.
It won't be the time that
they're usually B-roll. Doing it. They'll like have to show up at like 5:30 in the morning. They're like, this is the new roller derby team in Fresno. And they'll have to be out on the roller derbying around the track at 6 in the morning. Like, yeah. So I'm like thinking they're at the Tioga Sequoia at 6 in the morning. So let's talk about these beers.
Tell us about your day.
Let's have some beers.
Yeah. Pretend you're normally alive at this hour.
Oh, yeah. We're normally open and fired up right now.
Fired up. So we did see our friend Loopy. She was conducting the interview and showing what was going on.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Did not expect to see Tioga on the TV that early in the morning.
No, Matt was nowhere. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah, nowhere. Other local news. House of Pendragon is making improvements to their Sanger tap room, which is a good sign. If they're adding taps to their cold box, that means people must be starting to come around again. And
I've been
wanting
there.
More beers.
I've been out there.
Never been to the Sanger location.
Spot. It's, very typical brewery in a warehouse or industrial park style brewery.
Well, in addition to the more taps, they're going to try and make the tap room feel more like the Clovis location as well. So maybe next time you go out there, you won't know.
It's a little fancier now.
Yeah, you won't feel like you're just in a warehouse. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was cool, but it was just very, I've been to these many times before, not
low budget.
This is what, it's what you start out when in a little industrial park with your brewery.
No, it's your brewery.
Your brewery.
I don't want it.
Very Pine and Palm.
Yes.
Bigger than Pine and Palm, though.
What?
I mean, no offense, Pine and Palm.
Right.
What's up, Roger? Get down to Pine Bluff. I ran into a friend that's also like into beer at the grocery store. He's like, yeah, I went to Pine and Palm. They're closed. I was like, oh, what day did you go? Oh, it's Monday. I was like, yeah. They ain't going to be open.
He's a brewery. They don't open on Monday.
Monday is a down day for breweries, bro.
Dang it, Bobby.
Bobby?
The Dang It Bobbies. How are the Dang It Bobbies doing? Are they still playing?
Yeah. Sure they're doing well.
Okay. Hit records. Let's see. In the world outside of Fresno, in Oregon, there is what is known as the Best of Craft Beer Awards. Took place on March 6th. Specific?
Oregon specific breweries?
I think so. It sounds like Central Oregon.
No, Central Oregon only.
Yeah, Central Oregon only.
There's not that much in Central.
So 3 days, 6 sessions, and 100 of the most qualified international judges.
Wow. The most qualified? What? 100 judges?
Yeah, that's what this says.
That's full of shit.
165 gold, silver, and bronze medals to 129 brewery locations around the world.
That's excessive.
Oh, so it just takes place in Oregon, but it's open to the world.
Oh, okay. This is a big deal.
Domestic international brewers compete. Gosh, I should read this headline better before I talk about it.
Maybe we should just all stop competing, man, and just brew your beer. Yeah.
Juicy or hazy IPAs had 160 entries alone.
Yeah, I think that has to be the top category of entries.
But Deschutes came away pretty well. I think Deschutes got 5 of those.
No.
129.
I'm guessing Porter. Blackbeard Porter.
Porter. We crushed the Porter category.
Nobody makes Porters anymore. We crushed it.
Crushed it. That would have been funny if they put in the non-alcoholic version and still crushed it.
This is the best beer I've ever had.
If you are in Cincinnati, and
that's Ohio. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this makes no sense to me.
Maybe if you're in Cincinnati, this will make perfect sense to you. If you're at Summit Parkway in Blue Ash.
Oh yeah. Know it.
Okay. There's a place called Higher Gravity.
Yep.
That features 400 different brews.
400?
400.
Come on, guys. What's that keg room look like?
Yeah, where's your keg room? I'll see it.
Let me get a shot of your keg room. Oh, no, you can't see that. Uh-huh. So I thought. You guys are full of lies.
If you're opening a place with 400 beers, chances are you're betting the world's... getting
389 of those are hazy IPAs.
Hazy IPAs. There are 4 lagers for the brewers that come
in. Yeah, there's 4 lagers for the industry people.
Industry
good lagers on.
Wish I had a good lager.
Okay. You must have come from brewing all day.
Yeah.
How'd you know? Oh, I don't know.
You got grain in your beard. You're asking for a
lager, bro.
I'm not mad at this beer. I'm just not happy with it either.
Yeah. One and done. Hit it, forget it.
Hit it, forget it. It's my ABV. Not telling me. How am I supposed to get drunk if I don't know the ABV?
Yeah. Yeah, what level of depravity am I at? Because I need to know.
Yeah.
I can't.
This is a session.
And I'm like, oh, I guess I got to mind my manners. I'm not drunk. But if it's a quad, I'm like, oh, I'm so fucked up. I can do anything.
Yeah.
Who knows what I got to do?
How many ABVs did you have to prove you're drunk?
I have 14.4. So I get to do whatever I want.
You can do whatever you want, sir.
And get my Snapchat account and do whatever I want. Because I'm
just
drunk.
Don't get your foot caught in the skee ball machine again.
The what?
Just don't get your foot caught in the skee ball machine again. You don't have to.
Man.
I have to explain that one to the authorities again.
Yeah. See, what happened is,
There's a winemagazine.com. Right? Great place to start for craft beer news.
Yeah. Like, God, love those cabs.
Yeah, what? Love crabs?
Cabs. Cabernets. Isn't like that what wine people say? The cabs, bro. They're all cab. There's lots of cab bros. In the wine,
cab bro. All the cab bros are the worst.
Oh man, here come the cab bros! You're all in the winery, like enjoying your merlots and stuff. No way, merlots are bad, right? No, yeah, Sauvignon Blancs, and then here comes some cab bros in,
like cab bros.
Show me the cabs! Like, oh god, the cab bro bus just stopped by. Woo! I mean, Paso Robles is rife with cab bros. Like, it's
got
like
unfiltered cab.
They're all over the fucking place. Yeah,
they're just crawling.
Hazy cabs. You got any hazy cabs?
Got any hazy cabs?
No, sir. We don't have any hazy cabs.
I want some pulled pork sliders and a cab.
Yeah, but when's the slider truck gonna come up?
Slider truck getting here?
Look at them hazy merlots. You ever had a hazy merlot? Fuck, bro. Blow your mind.
Yeah.
You guys got any of those? No, we do not. Fuck. I love wineries. Yeah,
is this sulfite free?
Woo!
I can't have sulfites.
I can't have sulfites. You take the sulfites out.
Yeah, just take the sulfites out.
Where are these raisins from, man? Where are the grapes? Wait, what? How do you make wine?
What's your crush ratio? Crush ratio. What's your yield, bro?
What grapes do you dry hop with? I got mosaic grapes. Cotton candy grapes? You dry hop with cotton candy grapes, bro? Dude. Dude, the cotton candy grapes? You ever have cotton candy grapes?
Mm-hmm.
It's
a mind fuck.
Is it because you know they're cotton candy grapes? It's like the same thing with beer where they're like, you could taste the oak, right? And you're like, oh yeah, I'm getting the oak now. So it's like the name of the grape is cotton candy. So you're like, oh, I'm going to get some cotton candy. And then you do. It tastes like fucking cotton candy. If you people out there have
that.
So
if the bag wasn't
grapes,
labeled? If somebody put them on an hors d'oeuvre tray and didn't tell you and you tasted one?
Yeah, would I
saying
say
you wouldn't
like,
tell?
Oh, shit,
you wouldn't know.
Those
it would taste
are
like raisin.
Bizarre. Like, I mean, we're the freaking grape raisin capital of the world, and I don't know how they do. I don't know how cotton candy grapes happen. I don't know what.
How does this
what's exist? Going on there? Because it tastes like cotton. Like, you're having grapes, and you're like, fuck. Why does this taste like cotton candy?
It's squishy. I'll get some buffalo wings.
I'm going to start asking around town because I live in a... Northwest Fresno is rife with ag people, so...
Yeah.
Rich ag people, so... Start asking around.
Did you ask the cab bros yet?
Cab bros. Bruh! How they make them cotton candy grapes taste like cotton candy?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Can you make beer taste like cotton candy?
Ooh, cotton candy beer. I haven't seen that.
Candy beer. Ooh. Yeah, I guess the closest they've come is like a maybe a Berliner Weiss with a Jolly Rancher flavor.
Yeah, okay.
But or those sour warheads.
Oh yeah. One of those smoothie guys.
Smoothies. What candy would you want to replicate in a beer flavor?
Well, Scotty B tried the Skittles.
Skittles.
With Skittles. Dry hopper with Skittles.
See, I'm thinking Kit Kat. I bet that's a cheap one.
Milky Way.
Milky Way, okay.
I don't know what a Milky Way would style. I guess that would be a stout.
Yeah. To get the chocolatiness. I don't know if you can do that with an IPA.
No.
Maybe a golden ale.
Yes.
Golden stout.
Damn. With some Milky Way golden stout. Yeah. Make that.
Make it.
Somebody make that.
Necco wafers. That's a hot one.
No. Necco wafers are terrible. They're just terrible. Like, no.
Worst.
Are you saying you like... Go away already? You don't like Necco wafers, do you, Nick?
No.
Okay. Because they're just everywhere.
They've always been everywhere.
We're about to end the show right there. Like, not even like kick you off the show. It would be like just end. Like, no, I'm not doing the show over. Anymore. Well, why over. Don't you just do the show without like... No, he mentioned Necco wafers and he liked them. Everything's over.
So that's the button that launches the nuke.
That must have been good when Necco wafers came out. They're like, oh, fuck, this is good candy. And then, that group of people.
What was life like when that was a good candy?
Right. It must have been really shitty. Things were shitty then. And then, the Necco wafers. I'm guessing
Depression era.
This is actually pretty good. And then things got better. But then those people that grew up with Necco wafers just kept buying them.
It's that acquired taste.
And then the other generations are like, what the hell? You call this candy? This is the things I get at communion. This, when I go to church, this is the body of Christ I'm eating.
Yeah. Or the neighborhoods on West of 99 during Halloween.
Yeah. Here's some Necco wafers. Oh, jeez. I'll be back in a couple hours to egg your house. What else, Nick? What are we talking about?
Some Whoppers? What about?
No, those suck too.
Okay. Now I'm just trying to find candies that piss you off.
Yeah, you found them.
This is a segment that I did not think was going to be so beneficial.
The Whopper's not great. I'll eat them. If that's, if that's in my candy bag from Halloween, I'll eat
them.
Why
do they have to come in a milk carton?
I'll eat the Necco wafers too. I'm just saying, this could be a lot better.
There's better uses of sugar.
Yeah, there's better uses of sugar, but I'll eat it. But man, you could have done a lot more. It's like having Necco wafers in the candy world is like having a Coors in the beer world. You're like, yeah, I know this is. I respect it. It's an old beer. It's good.
Yeah,
I guess. And
existed forever. For some reason, they keep making beer, it.
But I'll have it. That's Necco wafers are the cores of candy.
Interesting. All right, so winemagazine.com.
Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, the cab bros. Across the industry calls for craft beer to grow up.
Calls so, for craft beer to grow?
Grow up.
Grow up. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're a bunch of losers. But, you need to grow up.
Yeah.
Why? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Sexism in the industry is still not fixed, believe it or not. And so the wine guys are saying, hey, craft beer, shape it up or ship it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know, but I'm like, I'm sure like wine is just completely just great and they're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're completely clean on everything.
Oh, yes.
You guys are the bad ones. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's complete horseshit. That, like, they're good and perfect and craft beer is not, like, come on.
Yeah. We're perfect. You are not. Go fix it. I mean, it's a good article. They talk about, you know, they picked up on rat magnets, call to arms last year. And they interviewed the head of HR from Arizona Wilderness.
Oh, okay.
And she seems to be doing good things and have a good head on her shoulders and realize there's a big problem.
All right.
And the best way to fix something is typically from the inside out. So that's their approach. So, you know, jokes aside, it's a good article. I'm just like, why is it coming from winemagazine.com?
Yeah. Like, what is, you know, why are they stopping to take time to like take shots at craft beer?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if you looked into the wine industry, like people have looked in the craft beer industry the past couple of years, I'm pretty sure you'd start finding some things wrong. Like, same things.
Yeah. Any alcoholic beverage in industry.
I'm pretty sure all these things that craft beer has done wrong, which I agree has been wrong, obviously, every industry has, it's just amplified because it's beer and people are drunk. It's like all these shitty things that people do, especially guys, happens everywhere except for craft beer also has the factor of beer, alcohol. So I can't imagine the wine industry doesn't have the same issue. I would be blown away by if wine industry is just completely clean and like, nope, all our guys in wine industry are fine.
Yeah. Perfect gentlemen. And ladies. There you go. Culture of the world's coming back around. We're having festivals and award shows. Oh, the homebrew. That's the one I didn't talk about. Long Beach is hosting its inaugural homebrew invitational.
Long Beach is hosting its what? I'm sorry.
Inaugural homebrew invitational. This will be March 19th from 1 to 5. So homebrewing, if homebrewing is coming back around, that must mean there's interest in craft beer again.
Yeah,
which means
they are one of the
gathering again.
One of the signs how healthy the beer industry is the homebrewer industry.
Yeah. Plus, people had 2 years off of work to find a new hobby, so there's probably a whole bunch of new craft brewers or homebrewers. People breaking into those Mr. Beer kits they got for Christmas 10 years ago or now.
Oh, I'm going to
now had a chance
to brew a beer with my Mr. Beer kit and dry hop with cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton candy dry hop.
Mm. I like it. Cotton candy dry hop. DDCH.
Yep. See if everyone gets cotton candy.
So, yeah, there's probably some pretty good homebrew with all this free time people have had over the last couple of years.
Yeah, where is it?
Could be amazing. That's March 19th if you're in the Long Beach or just want to go to Long Beach or you're, I don't know, bored, nothing better to do. What do you want to do? You want to go to Homebrew?
I'll go to Long Beach.
Oh, and I think San Diego's Homebrew shop is trying to sell the business or maybe closing up, or I don't know. They're losing one of their influential spots down there in San Diego. Uh-oh. That was news earlier in the week.
San Diego, flattening it out.
Flattening it out. No, I think he's retiring. I think he'd been doing it a long time and wants to pass the torch.
Good. Good for him. Let's
hope that someone will take it over.
Enjoy that retirement, man.
Bye.
Man, I want to get retired.
Yeah? Why, yeah. You got a place in Paso to be a cab bro?
Yeah, I'm going to give me a nice Paso Robles place. Because I've heard that it's just a magic place of it's just heaven. It's Paso Robles.
Yeah. It's the heat of Fresno, but you're 20 minutes from the beach instead of 2 hours. Heat,
except for you're just a little closer to the beach.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they got a tractor supply. You have
less tacos.
Yeah, and you probably got Starbucks or
further
two.
From the mountains.
Further from the mountains. Yeah, if you're mountain folk, that'd be sad.
Yeah. I kind of beach folk, you'd be I'm real 50-50 on that. Like,
yeah?
When I'm in the mountains, I'm like, yeah, mountains. Mountains. Mountain guy.
This is my jam.
Yeah, mountains. But when I'm at the beach and the waves and the ocean, I'm like, yeah, California, bro.
California.
Beach. I love California. Love to get on the one and just travel down the one, man. It's the most beautiful highway.
That's where I feel comfortable.
That's my vibe. So I'm comfortable. Huntington, Sunset, Pismo, whatever, man. I'm just, I love it. So, yeah, I'm like completely 50-50 on beach or mountains. I can go either way.
Damn. All right.
So, Fresno, base camp for 3 national parks in the mountains. It's a good spot.
Yes, it's true.
Sequoia, Yosemite, and Kings Canyon. You got the Sequoia, you got the Kings Canyon, you got the Yosemite.
I think I'm a fair 80-20.
Oh, I bet you're beach 80. Yeah, because I never see you guys up in the mountains that much. You guys are beaching.
No, we like it. We had some really good adventures up to Bass Lake last year.
Yeah.
That was fun. You get a boat? So I've seen the Sherm, Big Sherm.
The Big Sherm.
In there. Have not been to Yosemite in at least 20 years.
Oh, you gotta get back.
I know.
The Awani is a good anniversary place to stay.
Noted.
Have you ever eaten at Elderberry House in Oakhurst?
No.
5-star restaurant. Has a helicopter pad.
Nope. No, sir. Mm-hmm.
I haven't either. So
it's not okay. I was starting to feel bad there for a minute. we spent a lot of time at the lake in our youth.
Utes.
Yeah. Bass Lake was pretty sweet. Jet skiing as a kid.
Oh.
Occasional camping. There you go. That's it. Don't pollute.
Jet skis are fun as shit. I haven't been on one in a long time, but damn, yes. They're fun.
They're fun. We do want to get a boat one day.
Yeah. Go
float in a boat.
A party boat or a ski boat?
Oh, no, party barge.
Oh, yeah, one of them parties slow moving. Like, woo! Look here, check it out. Here comes this party bar. Look at these people. Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
It just takes like 20 minutes for you to water. Go by. Woo! Woo! You guys are partying up there in that boat, huh? Oh, yeah.
Woo! You got a... Is that a barbecue on a boat?
Yep. We're barbecuing meat. We got meat on it.
Wow. You're on my boat. On
a boat and you got meat. Yep.
Woo! Yeah. Learn this from the cab 50-50, bros.
50-50. I could be at they the beach. I can do this on... You can't do this on the ocean. That's true. You can't party barge on the ocean and barbecue.
Can't do this on the ocean.
Can't do this on the ocean. Thanks, man.
Can't do this on the ocean.
All right. Thanks, man. All right, guy on the shore. You can't do this shit on the ocean. You sure can't.
You ever tried to do that in the ocean? But you can't.
Try to fucking party barge on the ocean? Can't do it. I know. All right. Great conversation.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. Lake.
Thanks.
Thank you. Keep partying. Are you guys going to keep? You're just still there. Yep.
We're going the same speed. It's going
to
be a while.
We got a lot of Coors Lights to get through on here.
Yeah.
All
right. You guys ever had Necco wafers?
Yeah, bad Necco wafers. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to get going to my cabin. Okay.
Gotta go below deck. Check the fuel in the tank.
Yeah, any more people on the shore I can yell over to the shore at? Nope. All right.
Ship to shore call. Ship to shore call.
Yeah.
This is Party Barge 317, Bass Lake, Cayenne, Bass Lake, Bass Lake.
Yeah, go ahead, over.
Yeah, we've run out of Coors Light on Party Barge. Could you guys send somebody out with a fresh thing of Coors Light?
Over. We'll get a guy right on there.
Alright, thanks. So we're back in one of the coves. We're back on one of the coves. I'm having a conversation with a guy. We're talking about life, you know? So if you could just send those Coors Lights to me, we really fucking need them.
Clear. This is for emergencies only.
This is a fucking emergency, dude. We're out of beer. Do you get that? We're on a party barge, and we are out of beer. Hello?
Yes.
What other emergencies do you have?
We see you. Can you please put your shirt back on? You're scaring the locals.
Nah, I'm not scaring anybody, dude. Fuck. I didn't realize Bass Lake was so conservative. Sorry. Alright, just get those fucking Coors Lights over here.
Bet this asshole wants Necco wafers too.
Nah, he didn't want those. What else, Nick? See, when Matt won't show up, we'll just do whatever the frick we want.
That's right. Tangent. There's nobody to stop the tangents now. No. Nope. Realize that.
Yeah. Damn. There's
your visit Southgate Brewing while you're up at Bestley.
Hey, man. I just did it. It was the best. Southgate, they got good food, good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Great oldies.
Great oldies? They play all the
isn't that the tagline for the radio station right here?
Yep.
Oldies 95.5. No, 97.1. 90s. I don't know.
Damn it, John, get the call numbers right.
97.1, the oldies. Fresno's oldies.
Guys, Radar Palooza announcement. There was a Radar Palooza poster drop, basically. Radar Palooza 2022 happening July 10th through the 16th in Oregon. I'm assuming Portland area. Radar, if you would like to attend Radar Palooza, start getting out your calendars. July 10th to the 16th in Oregon/Portland area. Radar Palooza is moving. It's moving its location.
Oh, wow, it's a now a traveling festival.
Yeah, it's like that the bike Belgian festival thing.
Oh yeah, the one that never came to Fresno.
Yeah, it's the buyout beer
tour de fat.
Tour to buyout. So yeah, Radar Palooza happening in July 10th to the 16th. And get this. This is what's kind of messed up. I am coming to Portland in July, but the week after, my brother-in-law is getting married the week after, and I will be in Portland for about 4 or 5 days. And it will be right after freaking Radar Palooza, man. So I'm going to miss Radar Palooza, but I'm going to be in the same
city. Can you somehow sabotage the wedding so it has to go for another week? Bro,
can you move your wedding up a week?
I think it's possible. I think you could do it.
Yeah. He's like, honey, my brother-in-law Mike wants us to move up the wedding a week, so we can do that, right?
Yeah, we can just do it.
Everybody can ruin their plans because Mike wants.
Mike's got to drink beer with people.
He's got people he's got to drink beer with. Oh, yeah.
Well, why didn't we think of that?
So, hey. Fan listeners that were in the Radar Palooza last year, you're like, man, that sounds like fun. It's back. Get it.
It's back.
July 10th to the 16th. Get your flights and whatever reservations you got to get done.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about
which
this
McMenamins you're going to stay at.
Yeah, which McMenamins. Yeah, and I missed out on that. My brother-in-law, they did like a little thing where they listed like the best places you could stay for this wedding kind of thing in Portland. And that there's a McMenamins hotel that's not too far from them. And that was like their number one thing. Like, yeah, this is where you want to stay. It was already like, I'm so shitty about planning stuff. It takes me forever to get to things. It was all booked. It was like completely booked. The McMenamins was their number one recommendation of like, this is where you want to go. This is where you want to stay. It's got a brewery on campus. It's got all the things. Like, oh, fuck yeah. And then I go to book it. And it's like completely booked. So.
Damn it.
Yeah. Let's grab.
Yeah, the one we stayed at was dangerously close to Great Notion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's all you need. Perfect. Perfecto.
Perfect timing.
And the one other thing I wanted to mention before we get to voicemails. Have you been seeing this sort of trend in beer and just, I think, in drink making in general? Is like smoking things. And there's just various ways to smoke something. Like, people are like actually like taking a little propane torch and like firing like a piece of wood and like putting a glass over it so you can get all the smoke in that glass and then pouring the beer in there.
Wow.
And like getting that whole smoke flavor. Are you like, does that interest you at all? Do you like, smoke in your beer, right?
I like smoking my beer. The only one I could say I've seen close to that, I think XL Perro is smoking his whiskey. On the Instagram, I've seen him do that, but I'm not sure if it's the same thing you're talking about.
It probably is. Like, that just seems like that's like a hot thing right now in the alcohol industry of like creating some sort of smoke around your drink.
I'll look this up.
Big of a fan of that. Like, oh,
no, but you like smoking meats.
No, I don't really even like smoking meats. I just like the Traeger.
You just like the
Traeger? Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, explain to me what a Traeger's for if it's not for smoke.
Well, I mean, it's barbecue, but it'll smoke it too. And then I'm like, yeah, I like this. This is fine, the smoking, but really, I just like that it's an easy barbecue.
Okay.
I'll tell you an area of the country that just loves fucking smoking shit, and that's Northwest Arkansas. Because I lived there as a kid in Fayetteville area. Fayetteville and the area. And, oh my God, everything just smoked. It's all smoked. Like, we got cotton candy grapes here. They got smoked cotton candy grapes there, probably.
We smoked our cotton candy.
Yeah, they'll smoke your grapes there. It's like, they got smoked grapes. We got cotton candy grapes. They got smoked grapes. They love the smoke, everything. I'm not down with the smoking.
There is a
I know Chew. Joint. I love you, Chew. And Chew is probably the number one smoker of all time. But
bigger than Scotty B?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, come on. Scotty B.
I know.
I mean, I'm sure Scotty B's great, but you're gonna challenge Chew on things around the barbecue? I don't think so.
That's right. It's on. I see a competition
happening. Yeah, we should have on episode 500, we should have
smoke off.
Chew and Scotty B have a smoke off. And that's gonna be the episode of our beer show is commentating their meat smoking.
Smoking techniques.
Yeah.
Meat smoking. Yeah, that sounds great. That'll be advertised well. Carefully Google that one, folks.
Oh yeah. So, yeah. I think we're good.
Yep. Oh, smoking. No, I have not done it. I have not seen it, but I will try it.
All right. I'll try the different techniques. Do you got a little propane torch, a little propane?
Ooh, propane.
You got some propane over there?
Some propane. I got propane or map gas. What do you think is going to work better?
What's the map gas?
Map gas. That's the yellow bottle. It's a little hotter. A little bit hotter than the propane.
So you got to take a piece of wood. You take that. Do you, can you just click it and just light it? You know, use the little ignition clicker and light the propane torch, and then
the map gas has a one touch trigger. You just click.
All right, perfect. So you take a piece of pine or just a little piece of wood you got, and you click that, and you fire that up enough to where it's gonna like fire a little flame, a little smoke. Then you put your glass over it, like jump your glass onto that.
You're trapping the wood fart in the glass.
There you go. And then you pour your drink into it or something. And then you're like, hey, oh, fuck. This is a real smoke.
All right. Well, if you hear fire trucks on Saturday.
Sorry. I will. I'll watch them. Listen, there was some earlier. Did you hear them?
No, I didn't.
We're getting a new fire station. You see that? They're reimagining that fire station.
Yes.
You see that? You didn't like jerks. You didn't like that, huh? You wanted them to keep the original.
The middle part was the cool part, and that's what they took out.
Right, but maybe like they couldn't do it because it's old or something.
Yeah, probably. There's probably something they couldn't make work, so it's cheaper to rebuild as the new style.
Mm-hmm. But hey, we'll have a fire station in our area again.
Is the city absorbing that one? Because that used to be a North Central station.
I don't know who's absorbing it, but
okay.
We get plenty of fire trucks going by the house now. This show, we encourage the listeners to call us and leave us things. There, we have two ways you can do that. You can call us on a line. I know you youngsters don't like to actually call people and talk to them.
Youngsters.
But
do we need a text line?
Yeah. You can text us line as well as actually 559-492-0542. That is a 24/7 voicemail line that you can leave a 3-minute or less voicemail on, or you can just text it. And we have none of those this week. None of the natural voicemails. So let's dig into our email voicemails, which you can do as well. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. And we'll start off with the first one that did that is, you just record something on your phone and send it to us.
Hey, yo, what's up, Perfect Poor True? You be here. Just a quick little recap, homie. Check it out. Birthday was this weekend, just passed. Today's Monday. So quick little recap. Friday, mom's hooked it up with some enchiladas and some chile rellenos. And then I had a little, whiskey night, homie. We had an array like, Buffalo Trace, Yellow Rose, Four Roses, of course, Jack Daniels, Woodward Reserve, double twice oaked. Somebody brought a bottle of Screwball. Why? I don't know. Also had, some other stuff I don't remember. All these bottles were gifted to me. So we popped them open and tasted a bunch of whiskey. And then Saturday we did a little tour of Anaheim homes. First spot was Green Cheek. Green Cheek is an amazing spot. Friendly people, great beers, nice atmosphere. From Green Cheek, we headed to Noble El Works homes. Noble El Works looks like it's on its way out. They opened up late. They opened up like at 2. They're supposed to open like around 11. The employees were just out of it. The place was dark, dingy, dirty. The beers were mainly all lagers and flat. The only thing I really enjoyed there was their naughty sauce on nitro. Just a really, really bad place. My wife didn't even have a beer there. She was so disgusted with the place that she refused to have a beer. And then from there we hit Radiant, homie. Radiant is an amazing spot, homie. There's a reason why they won GABF for 2021, Brewery of the Year. Radiant was an amazing place. The employees were so friendly, welcoming, knowledgeable. All the beers were amazing. The place was beautiful, clean and bright, colors everywhere. It felt very, very, my wife wants to return to Radiant and Green Cheek, not Noble. Sorry, Noble. Noble L Works, man. Wow. If you're on the way out, man, there's a lot of breweries out there that can use that spot. It's a nice little spot, a lot of parking. Anyways, man. Also, quick little thing. I had this beer from Green Cheek. It's called Fourth Cousin Thrice Removed. It's a Yorkshire style cask pale ale with Citra on nitro. It's in a can. And I spoke with the brewer, homie. He was there. That beer was brewed in the UK and then sent back to them. This was a collaboration between Green Cheek and Rooster Brewing, homie. The brewery that's been out there since 1993. And it reminded me of McLeod Ales, Holmes. It's a nice bitter pale ale, and then the nitrous or the nitro makes it smooth, Holmes. Yeah, everybody talks shit about calling a beer smooth. This is fucking smooth. Nitro makes beer smooth, Holmes. And then it's Monday, and I decided to pop open a beer and check this out, Holmes. I untapped this beer because it was in a variety pack. And I realized no one from the Perfect Pour crew has untapped it. This is Firestone Walker Presents Blank Noise Hazy IPA, live from the Propagator, yep. Fucking brewery they have in Venice.
Is that like an alligator?
No one has untapped it, man. That's weird. So I guess what? I got the opportunity to put first in the community to untap this beer, Holmes. Other than that, this is True You Beer. I'm still drinking. The wife and I said we weren't going to drink for a while. Just got home from work, and I'm drinking. It's not a problem. It's just a bad habit. This is True You Beer. Visit Green Cheek, visit Radiant, and stay the fuck away from Noble Oil Works. I'm sorry, Matt. I know you like Noble, but goddamn, that place
update your looks like shit,
a dungeon, Holmes. Is this True You Beer? You had to watch your peace out, eh?
Thank you, True. So, I mean, Noble, man, you gotta like refresh. Be fresh to refresh something. True is calling you out. Thank you, Chew. I hope Choose Mitchie and his wife. I'd like to hear some stories from Chew's wife. I bet she's got some stories about Chew that Chew won't tell us. I just feel like.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazzy Corvette. How you doing? Me? I'm all right. I just got to visit a little place in Fresno called the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden. You might have heard of it. I got to sit down, and I started off, I didn't notice. I've never checked in a certain beer called General Sherman IPA. I had a General Sherman. It was delicious. Classic, delicious beer. I got to try their Broadway Bloom. That I think it's a raspberry hibiscus sour, really light sour beer, super easily drinkable and tasty. And then after that, I went dark side, went for some All the Mornings, that Imperial Breakfast Stout. That was incredible. I really enjoyed that. I wish I could have grabbed a can or three of that. This last weekend, headed off to Indiana with my daughter to look at Indiana University and Purdue. On the flight out there, I got to enjoy a Goose Island Neon Beer Hug. That's what United Airlines was pouring as far as IPAs go. And pretty interesting, 7% beer on a can on a plane. That was fantastic. But before we got on the plane, we did stop for dinner at a little place called Urban Roots, where I had the 10 degrees urban Czech Pilsner, which was fantastic. While we were in Indianapolis, I didn't really have any beers until we got to visit Purdue and West Lafayette. I grabbed us, went into a little liquor store, went looking, what do they have? I was specifically looking for Three Floyds. Can't lie. I found, they had Gumball Head. I've had that. And as I got looking for something different, what's this? New England Hazy from Three Floyds called Barbarian Haze. Six pack, 12 ounce cans, done. Grabbed that. We went and grabbed some sushi, headed back to the hotel room. I drank a couple cans with the sushi, and then my daughter had some homework to do, so I headed down to the hotel bar. I got to sample a couple of beers from the People's Brewing Company, Boiler Black and a Boiler Gold. That's the colors of Purdue University. Both decent enough. And then had an IPA from People's Brewing Company, Mound Builder IPA. It was old school, very old school, malty, bitter. And then I was like, hey, what's that bottle right there? They said, oh, that's zombie dust. I'm like, oh, yeah, got to have a zombie dust, which was fantastic. And you know what? I went back upstairs and I finished. We didn't bring any bags to check because it was a quick trip. So I did drink that entire six pack of the Three Floyds Hazy, which it was fan-freaking-tastic. Anyway. Back to the airport. I had one more IPA from New Orleans brewery called Coiffon. The beer called Theodore Hops IPA. Pretty good beer to have with the airport food. But I'm out of time. Keep up the good work. Take care. I'm in Fresno. Bye.
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 Wazoo. I bet you Wazoo talked about it and we haven't. What the hell, bro?
A smoky beer.
Had some zombie dust, man. I miss zombie dust. I don't know if we'll ever have a zombie dust again. Once it sends us a zombie dust, we'll drink it. That's a good beer. Well, that's, believe it or not, that's all we have this week for voicemails. So, be sad about it, I guess. Because I'm sad about it. What have you been drinking this week?
Oh, crap.
Yeah, dude.
Beer, please. Oh, man.
I love gold.
Sorry, I opened up a new beer because that triple was not enough for me.
Gotta have more. I broke into my show beer allotment.
Oh,
of beers I'm supposed to drink on the show, but I couldn't help it.
Well, at least you're talking about it on the show.
Yes, it's a $120 nachos from Hoof-Hearted Brewing.
Hoof-Hearted.
That was a donation from Pittsburgh, I believe, as the Sharpie indicated on the beer. Really good beer. You know, bittersweet. It is a triple, but it's also hazy, so I had to fight through that.
Oh, my gosh. The triple, but yeah, you'll accept hazy when it's double or triple.
Yes, I will. They seem to be all right, carry the bitterness through. And then we went to the newest pizza joint here in Fresno called Anesso's.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
Killer. Really good. Thing.
Damn it. We got to go.
Artisan. It's artisan.
Artisan?
Mm-hmm. Had the calzone.
Oh, you had a calzone.
Yeah, it was nice. They have Racer 5 IPA in bottles
oh,
there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So now, I was like, you know, that sounds right.
You might.
Sunday afternoon.
If you're in Fresno, you might see me there Saturday, early evening.
You're making reservations now?
I might be.
Pizza's really good.
Damn it.
The artisan crust, kind of like.
It's the people that own the place in Shaw and Venice Extension.
Yes. Yeah. Annex.
Annex Kitchen.
The Pardini people. Family.
The Pardini family. Hey, the big restaurateurs in Fresno.
Yes. That's the one.
I remember we've had a couple
of different other pizzas. We branched out and tried the calzone this weekend. It was good.
All right.
But yeah, Racer 5. I was like, you know, it just seems right on this Sunday afternoon.
Old school, man.
Mm-hmm.
Racer 5 was a shit there for a little bit. Especially since you get it in California Adventure.
Yes. That one saved the day quite a few times. The feet are hurting. You need a cold beer and somewhere to sit. That's it for this week.
All right. Well, I opened up a beer, a collab beer, Smog City and Topa Topa. Two Southern California brewers, Weekend Escape IPA, and it's got like a hand painted kind of label with seals, and there's a diver, and it's Channel Islands and the Marine and Wildlife Institute, and 1% for the Planet, that the same one that Tioga is involved with. Upside down bottle from independent. Bring, you know, it's an indie beer, so it matches all the things. I got this at the market, and it's a good IPA.
Hey, the market comes through again.
Market does it again. So wait, you're done talking about your beers you drank?
Yeah, I didn't drink much.
The Nick 80? Bearded Brewer 87. That's Matt. Let's see. Since Matt decided not to show up, we're going to have to dock his pay.
That's right.
Let's see what he did. If he checked in anything this week. He had Hidden Hand from Wayfinder Beer. It's a dark lager. He just gave it a humble nod. Yeah, Port Brewing's Soft Top Hoppy Ale. He had the Bride of El Lager, and then it goes into last week. So it's been very active this week. What's going on, man? Yeah, I might get a little worried about Matt. But I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Matt's all right. And then I, myself, you can find me Dorktown on Untappd. Let's see what beers I had since the last week's It Be Sold.
What does Mackie's life look like?
Yeah. I had that was on the show. No, it wasn't on the show. All anniversary, the 9 years of Altamont Brewing. No, damn it. I did talk about that last week. Forget that. Nope. Zip.
Yeah. Forget you.
Forget you. The Fremont Brewing, Head Full of Dynamite. Now we get Fremont Brewing here in Fresno. So that I think their most famous beer is that Head Full of Dynamite. So that's a good hazy beer. The Stoked Mosaic from Hen House. Got it at Whole Foods. Really good. Good price. Good beer. Always recommend that one. From Toppling Goliath, the Pompeii IPA.
Wow.
Badass. From Bike Dog, a new one to me anyway. I think it's a new one, but new one to me for sure. The Velvet Waltz, a New England hazy IPA from Bike Dog.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Fremont Brewing's Disco Wolf. That's their double hazy. And a new one from Society, Wave of the Future IPA.
That was a single can?
Yes. You can get that at the market if you take a look. Got like the Jetsons silhouette on the label. So look for that. It's changed enough that they won't get sued, but it's definitely there. Nick, do you have any cheers to give out?
Cheers to Dave Renteria. He had a birthday this week.
Long
time listener of the Perfect Pour.
We got all his beers he dumped at our place.
Oh, yeah.
You guys drink.
Happy birthday.
This.
Bye.
Bye. There's several wax top beers.
Whoa. There's
quite a few wax top beers.
Yeah. You're just showing off.
Yeah. Show off.
And in light of International Women's Day earlier this week, thank you and cheers to all the ladies who help and listen and participate in the podcast. We appreciate everything you ladies do for us. Especially those like the producer who allow Mikey to do wacky stuff like have a podcast.
Yep. Producer and my daughter that know that Wednesday evenings are not the time that need me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't break nothing. Take care of the dog.
Poor Louie. I guarantee when I go in there, he's just sitting there waiting for me to come back in the house.
Yeah.
Waiting for that door open.
Does he get treats?
Yeah. I give him treats when I come out here to the studio.
There you go.
And then sometimes I'll give him some when they come back in. Louie's cool, everyone. Just in case you're wondering about Louie. We've just got cats out here that he will try and eat them or so. I don't know what he'll do if he catches them. Hopefully, we'll never find out.
will not end well if he does.
We got two cats that we have to keep away from Louie, so. That's all your cheers.
Bad news. Those are my cheers. All Thank right. you, everyone who still listens with us and hangs out.
We're still into beer, huh? All right.
Yeah.
You realize the bubble burst, right? You're still into it?
Why are you
still into it?
Should we be talking about crypto now?
Yeah, you should be talking about crypto and wine. Wine crypto. You got into that? Oh, my God. That's a bad community. You don't want to get involved in that.
The wine and crypto cult.
Cheers to the Golden Gods. Thank you, Golden Gods. Via patreon.com/perfectpour. Donate money to the show every month. And then we take that money and pay our bills. So we personally don't have to pay those stupid bills. So thank you guys for doing that for us. It's highly appreciated. And cheers to anyone that shares the show. You can share the show via your voice. Use your voice. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. All these triple, quadruple, and double IPAs are coming back to hit me now. The show. I'm going to keep drinking, though. I don't care that I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Your work doesn't care.
Man, I'd love to be a podcaster when I'm retired. Hope I can podcast. Hope I can make it. Hopefully podcasting's still something that people do when I'm retired.
When you're retired.
Like, finally get to retirement. Like, now I can just devote all my time to blogging and podcasting. You're like, no, dude, we don't do that anymore. That's not a thing we do now. Here in this year. Damn it.
We cut off our Wi-Fi. All we do is smoke.
We just hang out cotton and smoke candy things. Now. We just find different ways to smoke whatever it is we have. That's what we do now. Nobody podcasts.
Artisan smoked items.
Blogs anymore. All right. Well, we're just going to sit here and wait until Matt shows up. So.
Perfect.
Everyone settle in.
Begin waiting.
And now. I don't think he's going to show up.
Dang it. Damn it. I thought that would work.
Damn it. That would be cool if you had just randomly show up. Hey, I'm here, guys. Oh, well. Well, all right. Still, have a great week.
Uh-huh.
Be safe.
Okay. But safe as the guy on the boat, the party boat in the Bass Lake?
Be safe as... No, you want to be shore guy. Guy in the shore is safe. Guy. Like, guy in the shore can do what he wants. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
Guy in the party boat, who knows, some heavy duty could happen. You want to die on the shore. Be like, hey!
Counterclockwise.
Yeah. That guy got like a 2-minute lesson on how to drive a party boat. And now he's like out on the water. Open water.
Out in the water.
Woo! Woo! I'm trained! I got trained on shit.
Here's how to go faster. Enough said. Here. Got it from here.
Push the lever this way.
Don't you want to know how to stop? Nope. Don't need to stop.
No need. Just float need right into it and crunch it in. Yeah. Have a great week. Be safe. Uh-huh. Have the Be fun.
Safe. Yes.
And?
Meatless Fridays.
That and also check your dates on those meats. Check your dates on the meat.
On the meat.
You don't want to get old meat. Trust me. I tried old meat.